Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Walker, who's CEO of the International Certified Floor Covering Installers Association. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Kemp. Thank you.
I had trouble tracking you down. I had to chase you all the way out to L.A., but I wanted to talk to you about the meeting you just had. You had your annual meeting in Kansas City. It was just over on Saturday. But I talked to Jane earlier today. And she told me that you had 28 more people there than you had last year. You had 16 first-timers. So now, despite this economy, you had a pretty good turnout, I guess.
Yes, Kemp, we sure did. Matter of fact, there was at one point there we were even debating as to whether or not we were going to have a convention this year. And the members kept calling in and said, yes, we want a convention. So we went ahead and had one, much to our surprise. It was very successful.
Why don't you give us a couple highlights from the meeting?
Well, there was a lot of highlights that I could mention, but one that stands out very clearly is our association with the Armstrong people. They have recognized the CFI trainers as Armstrong trainers on laminate and hardwood and vinyl. So this is a real major breakthrough for us as trainers to get an organization like Armstrong to endorse our program along with their program. As a matter of fact, they will actually guarantee the installation just like they would if an Armstrong instructor would give the class. They awarded us the same opportunity. So that was really something for us to get, to attain that.
So they're tying their warranties into it? Is that what they're doing? Or?
Yes, they're signing. They're actually guaranteeing the installer's work if the installer is Armstrong certified.
Okay, that's fantastic. So you've got a new alliance with Armstrong, and you already had gotten one, I guess, with the NWFA, isn't that right? Just recently?
Yes, the one with the NWFA, we've got that. They also recognize our certification and our training program. So that really means a lot to CFI to have the industry major hitters or major players back what we do.
Well, just a little background for people that might not know the CFI, the Certified Floor Covering Installers Association. How long you guys been around, and give us just a little background, if you would.
We've been around. This was our 16th year, and in carpeting now. In carpeting, we have certified over 38,000 installers in 16 years. And we got the same response today. We have the same response today as we had when we first began, more so today. But the interest is there. Our problem is, obviously, we just need major players, the mills. We need the major mills to get involved and stay involved with us like Mohawk has. Mohawk has really stepped up to the plate. They buy and ship all the carpet throughout the whole United States. Wherever we have a certification, it's provided by Mohawk and by Burtco, by Maslin, people like that. But we just need more people to step up to the plate like those mills have.
Well, I got to tell you, Jim, I've been to this event. Unfortunately, I had a conflict and couldn't make it this year. But I can tell you that, I mean, you pack a lot into 3 days. You have some seminars, teach people about some new products that have come out, and you actually give some awards, I believe. Why don't you give us just a flavor for some of the things that you cover over the 3-day period?
Well, we get the installers there, and the installers actually have to sit through the presentations by our associates. They get about 15, 20 minutes with each associate. And then in the afternoon, we have workshops where the associates and some of the CFI installers actually do demonstrations, such as pattern matching. And as far as awards, we have the Charlie Gress Award. That's the highest honor that the CFI member can receive for a commitment to the organization. And we had 5 people this year that was actually awarded that award. We have Jim Lee, who is also the executive director of FIANA. That is an organization of distributors across the country. He attended and gave his insight on what was happening to the economy and how the CFI played a part and offered his facilities, and his members are offering the facilities, so the CFI could actually utilize their facilities to conduct these training sessions.
And explain what these, when you said a minute ago about associates, now those are actually suppliers to the installer business, aren't they?
Right, these are associates that actually make a product for the installation of the industry. And just to give you an idea here, we have AT&T, that's Benny Wood with his adhesive company, and we also have Armstrong, Sponge Cushion, Trax, Cool Glide, Mapei, QEP, Crane Taylor, and it goes on and on and on and on.
All right, I understand. And as part of this thing, I mean, you also have some fun with it. You had an evening, I guess, where you did a murder mystery dinner theater with the group, is that right?
Oh, that turned out great. Yes, we did. That was something new for us. We had it in-house there, and that was put on. and actually a murder is committed, and then clues are throughout the whole audience, and we have each table separated. Someone tries to figure out who did it.
Well, Jim, I haven't talked to you in a little while, and I'm sure some of our listeners would like to know how the installation community has been affected through this economic downturn that we've been.
Well, we come in about a month after people stop buying carpet. That's when it hits us.
Yeah.
And it has been greatly affected. A lot of the installers have actually left the trade. So when it starts up again, there will probably be a shortage of carpet installers. So as I talk to installers across the country, I tell you right now, it's not good. It's not good. Most of the guys are getting 2 and 3 days' work at the best.
Right. So it's affecting them just as badly as it's affecting the local retailer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe more so, because obviously these guys, they're traveling further to get the work. And like I say, most of the work that they're getting is not big jobs. People have cut back on the size of the amount of carpet or vinyl or tile they're buying. And it has really affected a lot of people in the installation end of the carpeting business.
Yeah. And generally in the U.S., when it comes to installers, most of them are independent contractors. And I'd say, what would you guess, probably less than 30% are probably store employees. Has it affected that ratio at all?
Oh, absolutely. The store employees, obviously, they just lay them off.
Yeah.
So if you're just an employee, they lay them off. However, with this downturn, the independent contractors, like I say, a lot of them have left the trade and tried to get jobs elsewhere.
Well, Jim, we're about to run out of time. I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Jim Walker, who's CEO of the International Certified Floor Covering Installers Association. They just had their convention in Kansas City, Missouri, and you've been listening to Camp Har and FloorDaily.net.